Welcome to episode 779 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In our last episode, we explored Isaiah's prophecy about a virgin birth, about a child, who would come to be known as Emmanuel, God with us. From the birth of Christ, we turn today to the suffering and death of Christ. Isaiah 53 verse 3, He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Isaiah 53 speaks of the suffering servant, a mysterious figure, whose pain and sacrifice have been a source of deep reflection and debate among scholars and believers alike. This chapter is not just a prophecy, it is a narrative that delves into the heart of human suffering and divine redemption. Before we explore the interpretation and significance of the suffering servant, it's essential to understand the context in which Isaiah wrote these words. Isaiah prophesied during a tumultuous period in Israel's history. The dominant power in the region was Assyria, which posed a constant threat to the smaller states, including the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. Assyria's expansionist policies led to frequent wars, invasions, and the eventual fall of the northern kingdom of Israel. Internally, both kingdoms grappled with political instability and a succession of rulers whose policies often deviated from traditional religious practices. This led to social and religious strife as idolatry and injustice became prevalent, drawing the ire of prophets like Isaiah. The prophet's message, therefore, was delivered in a context of external threats, internal decay, and a departure from religious faithfulness. The identity of the suffering servant has been the subject of much theological debate. In Jewish tradition, the servant is often understood as a representation of Israel itself, suffering, yet faithful, and called to be a light to the nations. Within the context of the Babylonian exile, some have suggested that the figure might represent an idealized version of a faithful Israelite during this challenging period. Some believed that the servant was the prophet Isaiah himself. In Christian theology, this figure is seen as foreshadowing Jesus Christ, whose life and sacrificial death embody the ultimate fulfillment of this passage. The chapter describes a servant who suffers immensely. He is despised, rejected, and acquainted with profound grief. This suffering, however, is portrayed as having a redemptive quality. The servant bears the afflictions not for his own transgressions, but for the sins of others. Isaiah 53 verse 5, But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds, we are healed. This verse touches the core of the chapter's redemptive message. The suffering of the servant is not pointless, it brings healing and peace. For Christians, this aligns closely with the New Testament portrayal of Jesus' crucifixion, where his suffering is seen as atoning for humanity's sins. Isaiah 53 challenges us with the concept of vicarious suffering, that endured by one for the benefit of others. This idea is central to Christian theology, but also poses deep ethical and spiritual questions about the nature of sacrifice, love, and redemption. In the gospel narratives, the life and death of Jesus Christ are often interpreted through the lens of Isaiah 53. The gospels portray Jesus as a figure who, though innocent, suffers on behalf of others. His ministry, particularly his crucifixion, is seen as the ultimate act of selfless love and the means by which humanity is reconciled with God. For Christians, the cross is not just a symbol of death and suffering but also one of hope and salvation. It represents the belief that through Jesus' suffering and death, the brokenness of humanity is healed. This belief is deeply rooted in the imagery and prophecy of Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 not only speaks to a collective understanding of salvation, but also invites personal reflection. It challenges us to contemplate the nature of suffering, the depths of God's love, and the response it elicits in our own lives. Suffering is a universal human experience, and Isaiah 53 offers a profound perspective on it. It encourages us to view our trials and pains, not as random or meaningless, but as part of a larger, redemptive narrative. The servant's suffering brings healing and peace, reminding us that our own sufferings, too, can have purpose and value. The passage also calls us to empathy and compassion. Just as the servant bore the pains of others, we are encouraged to bear one another's burdens, to be present in each other's sufferings, and to extend the love and comfort we receive from Christ. Isaiah 53 verse 7, "He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth." The humility and obedience of the suffering servant are striking. In a world that often equates power with force and dominance, the servant's example stands in stark contrast. For Christians, this reflects Jesus' teachings on servant leadership and humility. We are challenged to emulate this humility in our own lives. It calls us to a discipleship that values obedience, service, and self-sacrifice over personal ambition and pride. One of the most powerful aspects of Isaiah 53 is its message of hope. In the midst of graphic descriptions of suffering, there is a promise of restoration and victory. This balance between suffering and hope is a vital aspect of the Christian faith. Despite the pain and humiliation, the servant ultimately triumphs. This triumph is seen in the servant's exaltation and the accomplishment of his redemptive work. In Christian belief, this is mirrored in the resurrection of Jesus, a victory over death and a promise of eternal life. As we reflect on Isaiah 53, we are invited to apply its truths to our lives. It calls us to a deeper understanding of God's love, a more profound empathy for others' sufferings, and a renewed commitment to living out our faith authentically and humbly. In our own struggles and trials, we can find comfort in the sovereignty of God, knowing that He is in control and that His purposes, though sometimes mysterious, are ultimately for good. Just as the servant played a redemptive role, we too are called to be agents of redemption in our world, to bring healing, to advocate for justice, to be peacemakers, and to share the message of hope and salvation. Isaiah 53 provides a profound insight into Christ's role as the Messiah, not as a temporal king, but as a suffering servant who would redeem humanity through his pain and sacrifice. This chapter demonstrates the depth of God's love and the extent of his willingness to suffer for the salvation of mankind. Isaiah 53 is a rich and complex passage that speaks to the depths of human suffering and the heights of divine love. It is a message of hope and redemption for all who are willing to receive it. It transcends time and culture, speaking powerfully to our condition and our need. In it, we find a God who understands suffering, who has entered into our pain, and who offers redemption and healing. May this chapter inspire us to deeper faith, greater love, and more authentic discipleship. Father, in the profound words of Isaiah 53, we find the depth of your love and the extent of your sacrifice. As we reflect on the suffering of the servant, help us to see the face of Christ, who bore our transgressions and carried our sorrows. May this passage deepen our understanding of your grace and stir our hearts to live in gratitude and service. Teach us to embrace suffering not as an end, but as a pathway to redemption and healing. May we carry this message of hope into our world, sharing your love and light with all. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.